Our Voice, proudly supported and funded by Northumbria Police and Crime Commissioner.
Welcome to this episode of Our Voice, an opportunity for young LGBTQIA plus people to have their say. I'm joined by a wonderful panel of young LGBTQ people, and each episode we'll be posing a question to them and hearing their thoughts and lived experiences as young people here in the North East. So before we start, let's meet our panel for this episode. If you'd like to go around, give us your name, how old you are, and if you'd like to share them, your pronouns.
Hello, I'm Raven, I use they, them pronouns, and I'm 16.
Hello, I am Phoenix, I am 16, and I go by he, they.
Hello, I'm Max, I go by they, them, and I'm 15.
And I'm Johnny, my pronouns are he, him, and I'll be your host, and I am 30 years of age, which is quite a bit old. Double, in fact, most of the people in this room. So this episode features the big question all around safety and how safe you feel as LGBTQIA plus people here in the Northeast. I'll be asking you our big question in just a second, and then we'll have a bit of discussion around those themes. So the big question for this episode is, do you feel safe in the Northeast as a young person? When we think about things like knife crime, cyberbullying, and our identities as LGBTQIA plus people. So do you feel safe here in the Northeast?
I think in some cases, yes, in some cases, no. I felt safe with, you know, family and friends. And, you know, when I've been out generally, it's been an all right experience. I will say I have had a couple bad experiences. So, like, I remember there was one time a while ago, I'd made a sign with my group Cosmic Epiphany for Pride, and I'd went to go get McDonald's with a couple of friends, and someone had decided to rip the sign, say homophobic stuff to me, and I just kind of thought, what's the point behind this? Why are you saying all this stuff just because I'm who I am? There's no point for it.
And so you experienced some kind of aggression, like firsthand, you know, someone tearing up the sign is a form of aggression. You know, they don't necessarily have to like physically hit you or get involved, but they could, you know, kind of display their aggression in other ways. And I'm sure that made you feel pretty horrendous.
It did, you know. I just kind of, I was thinking, why are you doing this? It didn't feel right, and I felt quite uncomfortable because, you know, they just followed us as well, followed me and my friends. We did, you know, when we got to McDonald's, there was some security on the door and they had to stop them. So, you know, we were safe when we got there, and, you know, it became a bit of a laugh. We got to have a little fun out the situation, but it still was really uncomfortable at the time.
And imagine quite scary at the time as well.
Yeah.
Phoenix, how about you? Do you feel safe in the Northeast, and what are the things that concern you about living here as a young person?
Well, overall, I haven't had that many bad experiences, I'd say. But I feel like when I go out, I always have this imaginary audience that I'm always being usually stared at and judged just for kind of, usually I'm dressed more femininely when I go out. So sometimes I feel like I'm being judged by some people my age, sometimes older, sometimes younger. But other than that, I feel like I haven't had experiences of aggression. It's just more perspective.
And do you feel like the more times it happens, does it kind of compound? Do you feel like it starts to get worse because it keeps happening? Or do you feel like they're all one-off incidents, it's unpleasant at the time, but you move on and you get over it?
I'd say when nothing happens, you kind of feel more at ease and you kind of get used to it. So in a way, that's good. But it also makes you unprepared if something was to happen. And that's something you only think about after it's happened.
And Max, we were talking about in a previous episode around, you know, social media and kind of, you know, the effects that that can have on a young person. Mm-hmm. Do you feel safe when you're online? Do you feel safe when you're interacting as your true self online? And is there anything that's made you kind of worried when you've been using social media or interacting online in any way?
Personally, I think I feel safer online being myself than in public and in person. I believe online it's the kind of thing where if they make comments, I feel it easier to ignore them, whereas if they're in person, I think it affects me much more, and I've heard of things happening in person to people I know before. So I think online I feel a lot safer, to be honest, and I feel like I can be myself more because these people don't really know me, and so what they say, they don't really know me, they haven't really seen me. I feel just in general a lot safer online than I do in person.
And do you feel when you're using social media apps, when you're interacting online, that you create a persona for yourself and you kind of have that barrier? You kind of almost have a bit of a gap between who you are as the person and the person you are online. So therefore, any sort of abuse that you might get online, kind of the impact is lessened because there's a bit of a gap between who you are and who you are online.
I mean, yeah, I have a different persona online. I'm all right saying I use the name Cosmo online, and you know, that is a separate thing from who I am in real life. And you know, I stream and stuff, I do other things, and I like to talk a bit about my experiences, but not everything. You know, I'd like a privacy in my life, and sometimes people are nice, they'll like, you know, give advice, or they'll just, you know, hear out the story. Other times there'll be people who say stuff, and you know, you can block people and delete messages, report them. But I think the biggest fear sometimes when it's online is you don't know who it is behind that. Like, is it someone you know? Is it someone just completely random from another country or whatever? Like, you never really know who that person is. And I think that's the biggest fear for me when you're online.
There's that like anonymity aspect of it, isn't it? And it's kind of, you know, who can you trust, who can't you trust, and who can you believe, and what they're saying to you, is it entirely truthful? Are they just saying it so they can get closer to you, so they can get access to you, etc.? So that must be a worry anyway. But then when we think about, you know, people, particularly young people that maybe are exploring their gender identity for the first time, exploring their place within the LGBTQIA plus spectrum as well, they may have to use stealth. They may have to kind of fly under the radar a little bit just until they've figured things out and they're a bit more confident. So do you feel like as young LGBTQIA plus people, you tend to come across that more often? Do you tend to come across people that maybe are hiding away a little bit more? And does that kind of affect your relationships with them because you're not sure whether they're giving you their true authentic self?
Similar to what Raven said earlier, the internet, you can get access to so many different people and you can talk to so many different people that you wouldn't know otherwise. And especially for me, you might not be able to tell from a microphone, but I'm actually not very socially confident in real life. So having that kind of digital access has made me a lot more confident to be able to speak to people internationally. And during my time on the internet, I think I've helped and seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people explore their identities, which I've helped them and supported them with throughout. And it's really made an impact on their lives that I've seen firsthand.
So it's really interesting to hear you use the word confidence there, and the fact that, you know, being online and interacting with people online has helped you with your confidence, help them with their confidence as well. But Max, do you feel, you know, that it takes a certain amount of confidence to go out and be who you are and be your true authentic self? Do you ever feel that if you do go out there and you're being confident, you're being you, do you ever feel unsafe in any way if you are, you know, exuding that confidence and being your true authentic self?
Is this in person?
In person, online, however you interact, really.
I believe sometimes it can be difficult in person. So, For example, in school in particular, I think it's difficult to be confident in who you are fully when you know so many people have just, they're waiting for one thing to totally just pick on for the rest of, like, the rest of your time there. Like, so, like, I find it difficult to fully express myself at school, but even when you're going to places, so even when I'm going to public places, sometimes it's difficult because I assume who will be there, what kind of people, like, I'll see, and, like, if I'm alone, I think it's more difficult because the fear's already bigger considering I'm by myself. So, like, for example, just in town near the bridges, if I'm going out and I'm by myself, I'll try to dress more like what people assume I am, because if I'm by myself, if there's something that people view as, like, if people view me as something different and something unlikable, then I fear that there's the biggest, like, a bigger chance that something bad will happen. And I think, so I think it's more difficult to be confident in person, but I think online I feel a lot safer because they can't physically do anything to me, and all the comments they make are generally just comments online, and I think it's easier to think of it that way, whereas if it's in person, like I've mentioned before, it's a lot more real and it affects me as a person. But I think online it's a lot easier to be confident.
And I think one thing that people that aren't part of the LGBTQIA plus spectrum don't realise is that when you are part of that community, whenever you leave the house, whenever you go out, whatever you do online, you're constantly kind of second guessing yourself, and you're kind of like, oh, should I do that? Should I dress this way because this might happen? Should I tell someone that I'm non-binary because they might have a negative reaction? So I'm interested to hear from you guys, like, what does it, like, how does it affect you when you have to kind of do that second guessing, and you can't just, you know, walk out the house as someone who doesn't have to think about these things can do? Does it affect the way you live your life?
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, when I was in school, I've left now, going to college soon. When I was in school, I remember a lot of people, when I first came out with my name, a lot of people all of a sudden knew who I was, and I was like, okay, should I have done this? I felt really nervous and a bit on edge about the fact that all these people knew who I was and I didn't even know who they were. It's the same as, like, you know, any major life event. It felt like it affected me in school. Like, for example, me and Phoenix are actually together, and the first time that I'd really come out in school, we'd faced rumours, people were spreading stuff about us. I'd not like to share what that was because it's a bit inappropriate. But I was just kind of thinking, like, why are people spreading this? And I was kind of doubting, have I made the right decision by publicising this? And of course I have, you know. I'm proud to be who I am, and I'll never apologise for being who I am. But it's a bit nerving that people are like that.
And do you ever feel kind of you make those decisions because potentially you might feel unsafe if you were to go out and, you know, present yourself in the way that you would like to present yourself? Do you ever feel that you have to second guess yourself because otherwise you would be putting yourself in an unsafe environment?
Sometimes you have to just do what you feel is right in the moment, and that's not always going to be the right thing because you might be suppressing yourself and what you really want to do, but you might be protecting yourself, and sometimes you have to put survival before thriving. Well, survive and thrive.
Yeah, we would want to be able to survive and to thrive simultaneously, and it's sad that, you know, as LGBTQIA plus people, sometimes we have to have a trade-off and we have to decide whether we're just going to, you know, take the easy route, I suppose, and not necessarily thrive as our true selves because of what other people might think and what situations that might put us in. So do you feel that there is a space where you can always just be yourself, that you don't have to do that second guessing? Like, what would be your safe space?
I think, you know, the group that we all go to, Cosmic Epiphany, I think that is a really good safe space for all of us overall. People might have their own little safe spaces as well. Like me, I do find home my safe space. I feel safe with the family that I have. I find my friends my safe space. I find Phoenix my safe space. I find everyone who I can be myself around my safe space. But I think it's mainly about where I can truly be myself, and Cosmic is like that, you know, that you can be yourself unapologetically, and we're trying to hope that we can make the place better so that other people can feel like that.
And do you ever feel like if you were in an unsafe situation or an uncomfortable situation that there are people that would be able to come to your support? Do you feel like there would be people in the police, for example, that would be able to help? Do you feel like there's teachers, people in authority, or do you feel like it's something that it's a bit of a fight that you have to kind of fight yourself?
I believe it's sort of a mix. We're not really taught to go to police or people higher up that can actually do something about it. Personally, I've been taught to go to teachers, go to parents, speak to those kinds of people, but they don't have the power to really do anything but talk. And talking isn't always necessarily the answer. And I'm not saying that we should bring back, like, actually violent punishments or go, like, to extreme, like... I'm not saying we should be extreme to stop things, but sometimes just talking to people doesn't get them to stop because they don't understand or they feel like they don't have to care because to them it doesn't matter. It's just the fact that someone's different and they're different in a bad way. So I've never really been taught to go to police because the issues apparently aren't that important, but I think sometimes they are, and I think people should be more open to talking to people like police if something's extreme, because people can't feel safe unless things are actually done about the behaviour that's going on, and the reasons they feel unsafe can't be dealt with unless they go to someone who can actually change it.
And do you feel that LGBTQIA plus people feel safe when they go about their daily lives? Or do you feel like there's more to be done? So say, for example, do you feel like more places need to understand the importance of having gender neutral bathrooms? Do you feel like there needs to be more training done so that people that run businesses, for example, know how to use the right language, know how important pronouns are, all of that sort of stuff? Do you feel like what needs to be done to tell people what they need to do better?
I mean, that is especially important. I mean, like, I love in this little place, it's like got the little universal toilets with the aliens on. I think that's really cute. But like, I think it's important to understand, you know, gender neutral bathrooms, or as well, if they're gendered, let people, you know, feel, you know, if they're a trans woman, let them in the women's bathroom, because I feel like that's a massive debate people are having, but it shouldn't be a debate, you know. It's just people want to comfortably go to the toilet.
And do you feel like there needs to be, sorry, you were going to say something there, Max?
I was just going to mention that I believe universal bathrooms should be a given nowadays. We have bathrooms for female, male, and then we have disabled toilets as well, but it seems that places lack universal bathrooms. So, for example, when I go in public, I tend to try and avoid public bathrooms because they almost never ever have unisex bathrooms, which I think should be dealt with, because I think it's an easy solve. I think it's something that can easily be done. Even if I visited a university the other day and they had the disabled toilet also as the unisex toilet, even if people just start doing that, that'll be better than having no universal bathroom. And places like Primark, for example, they have women's fitting rooms, and then they have any gender fitting rooms, which I think is such a good idea, because it lets women feel safe with their own private space if they need it, but then at the same time other genders have the chance to go to their own changing room and also feel like part of an understood community.
And we're coming towards the end of this episode now, so I'm keen to hear from each of you now. If you could give one bit of advice to somebody to help them make you feel safer as an LGBTQIA plus person, what would that thing be?
I think just respect us and take us seriously. You know, if we come to you with an issue, if you're able to help them. If we tell you that we want to go by a different pronoun, respect that. Just respect people's boundaries, respect people's identity, and help them be comfortable in the life that they live in.
Brilliant.
I would say that being able to work together would always help to a better society. It's basic, but it's key to what we need in life.
I would say that being afraid shouldn't stop you from being who you are, and if you feel like you are, if you feel something is going to be unsafe and you could genuinely be put at risk, then obviously it's understandable that to give some of that freedom up, but it shouldn't stop you. And if you do feel unsafe, you can always try to bring someone with you to somewhere, or maybe look for an alternative. And then if someone has the power to do something to help, get help if you need it.
And that's it. And if you do have the power to help, if you see someone that looks unsafe, feels unsafe, or just doesn't feel comfortable in the place that they're in, please make the effort to be that friendly person, to be that helping hand. That is it for this episode. Thank you very much to my panelists once again. Really, really insightful to find out you know, what those lived experiences are, and you know, I think that conversation around having to second guess yourself and not being able to, you know, feel comfortable and feel safe just being you is something that's going to be a challenge for LGBTQIA plus people for a number of years to come. But the more we collaborate, the more we understand, and the more we offer to be open and helpful, I think we can hopefully make a more positive society going forward. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Our Voice, proudly supported and funded by Northumbria Police and Crime Commissioner.